Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour number two. Don't forget, you got NBA action coming up tonight. And listen, Chris Smith joins us live at Smoke on the Water. That's 1 Augusta Street in downtown Greenville. Tyler Butler will be in shortly. And I guess he's going to gloat.
Of course.
About the whole Lakers
the thing, yeah.
But let me ask you, Draymond Green. All of a sudden feels like, I get it, Steph Curry is the straw that stirs the drink.
And absolutely.
But Draymond Green's the one that I think is kind of stepped up and taking control here. And they've got a 3-0 lead over Portland playing tonight. And I like what Draymond said. I think it's very motivating for us to try and sweep this series and have that time off. Because being a little banged up, as everybody is, it seems, right now, they get the sweep tonight, 9 days off before game number one of the NBA Finals. And listen, 9 days with a medical training staff in the NBA and the amount of weed being smoked and everything else, I mean, you can come back a completely different person in 9 days.
Well, I got to say this, that Draymond Green, since KD has been out, looks like a beast. And this team looks 100% different with Kevin Durant out, and it looks better offensively.
And did you see Kevin Durant's body language earlier today when he was being interviewed? He doesn't like what's going on one bit.
Well, he knows it. Well, the first problem is all the talk of him going to the Knicks or wherever he's going to go in the free agency that started 2 months ago, basically. And now with his injury, you've got Draymond Green and the Warriors looking like a much better team with him out.
Four straight wins.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. He's right as Draymond. Andrew Iguodala could do some time to heal right now as well. He's going to be, I guess, questionable for tonight, getting DeMarcus back. And, this much we do know, Damian Lillard came out and admitted this morning he's playing with a bum shoulder as well. So you got Kawhi Leonard.
Winning
literally. Game up now. It helped that Giannis had his worst game in about 50. Monday effort. Adinkupo. Getting closer. You realize as soon as they're done, I'm going to nail it because I have the ability to do it. But, all right, getting back. He almost won a game for Toronto on one leg last night. You know what I mean? And Brooks Lopez, what a block shot there by the guy coming across the lane there because he thought he was getting ready to tie it up. Boom. So getting back to it, Draymond kind of becoming right now because Kevin Durant, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. I have found out I can stomach the Warriors, even their success, as long as Kevin Durant's not playing.
Again, they look 100% different offensively. They look in sync. They look like they know what they're doing when Durant was there. They look like they were all over the place. They didn't really have any cohesiveness to the offense. You know, Steph, obviously, Curry is the leader and the captain. So it's just a totally different look. I like it as well the way it looks now compared to when KD was in the lineup.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Now, did you say, first of all, like I said, not that, you know, Draymond had to sit out, was it last year or 2 years ago, with 16 technical fouls once they amassed up. He had to sit out a game, and I think it really hurt his team. But did you see what he said about flopping earlier? Was it last night or earlier today?
Right.
And what because he was known as a flopper.
Yeah.
Did you see how he said that he rectified that moment? Now, of course, well, let's see when the intensity takes over and you're not thinking. But it was playing basketball with his son who began flopping out there, and he realized, whoa, these kids really are watching what we're up to in the NBA.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm glad he picked that up because he was a notorious flopper. But
yeah.
He's improved over the years and became one of the best defensive players in the game.
He had a triple-double the other day. 20 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists. You know what? I look at that going, there's somebody that's competing all over the floor versus right now, do you think he plays another game period, Kevin Durant? We hear that the hamstring issue may be worse. But number two, why add that surliness back into the mix? Because we know the dysfunction, and we'll get into that here in a minute, Tyler, as Tyler Butler from My Sports Culture joins us. What's the dysfunction that is the L.A. Lakers? And I'm telling you, the ultimate resolution is going to have to be trade LeBron before all said and done. All right, but getting back to it, why add that component back into the mix until you need to?
I mean, really, they don't need him for the rest of the playoffs. They can beat the Bucks or the Raptors without Kevin Durant. I heard it's an Achilles injury, and that's why he's out a little bit longer, but they're trying to say it's just a hamstring. I think it really is.
Call it a broken leg at this point. Put him in a cast, you know, like if you have to somewhere down the line, you know, and you need him in the finals, bring somebody out with a little plaster saw. But, you know, Kevin Durant, I'm a huge body language guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In interviews, I can discern half the time if you really believe – what you're telling me versus coach speak or player speak by looking at you. Now, we'll go back to throw the dude under the bus one last time here today real quick. DeAndre Francois. Do y'all remember that former Florida State quarterback? Now walking on at FAU.
Mm-hmm.
Walking on at FAU. I knew within 2 minutes of interviewing him at ACC football kickoff last year, that's a bad guy. He's not nice, and it's all panned out pretty much. But it was the body language as much as anything else. Kevin Durant's body language earlier today when being interviewed was like, crap, I'm screwed either way. I mean, to me, it's almost what we say about why people don't want to play with LeBron right now. You're the reason. If you lose, you're the reason that LeBron loses. But if you win, LeBron's the reason.
Right.
And it almost feels like that kind of has fallen onto Kevin Durant here, and he doesn't like the role that he's in.
Yeah, he's one of the most sensitive players in the NBA. And right now he's looking at a team that clearly doesn't need him.
Right.
They didn't need him really to beat that Cleveland team, but it was just an extra bonus. And it's killing them on the inside. Their ego is kicking in.
Well, the whole free agency thing is what started a lot of this when they were talking about him going to the Knicks with the draft and all that kind of nonsense. And if you think about it, look at his demeanor now. Imagine being under the New York media limelight.
Oh,
like
I can't wait. I hope he goes to the Knicks.
No, please don't. No. No, thank you.
Because they're going to suck forever. But the problem is it doesn't matter how good KD is, who he can go out there to get with them, or you know, which of the Duke freshmen that they drafted the number three slot. The reality is, you still got James Dolan as an owner, and I think that's an owner that relishes his role as an owner as much as he does how well his basketball team does. So
yeah, and I reported earlier those rumors started because this tech company is going out to New York, and then it just got leaked and, of course, got back to Draymond, and he went off on KD on the court. But, man, he –
and rightfully so. It's this year. Worry about the task at hand. I get that.
Yeah.
That's why you hire agents.
Exactly.
They handle that stuff. They filter it through, and quite frankly, you should keep your mouth shut till you show up in that front office at the boardroom table and you sign the name on the contract. That's what you have those people for.
That's why you have a publicist.
Right.
You shouldn't. His publicist should be getting out in front of this stuff.
Hell, Queen Elizabeth is trying to hire a social media manager for like £40,000 a year. Well, I don't know what that is compared to you. But I'm like, she's 95 years old or something? She's got a social media manager at this point.
You can't get in front of Kevin Durant because he has 3 to 5 Twitter accounts under different names. So he just loves the attention, and now he's not getting it, and it's killing him.
Yep.
Well, it's going to be interesting, no doubt about it. But let's talk real quick because we'll come back with some more NBA as well. What's the answer to the LA? Thank God, you know, we have them. We could have, if Milwaukee had pulled off game number three last night, that could have been a sweep. I think you're going to see a sweep tonight because I do think Lillard is hurt enough that quite frankly, I think Golden State's motivated enough to end this thing. And they've overcome double-digit leads in the last two games. So I think that one's done tonight. So, what you had been sitting on some information, and Magic Johnson, some of his comments this morning, and we'll get back to that when we come back. He was on First Take, but does it feel like we see a power struggle going on with the LA Lakers right now? Old school Lakers, which includes Kurt Rambis and his wife. Kurt Rambis has now unofficially replaced Magic Johnson in this role as advisor to Jenny Buss. This feels like a little bit of West Side Story, if I could. I guess I have musicals in my head after High School Musical, Two Nights and Three. Yes, I did my daddy job. But it feels like we're getting ready to see the line drawn in the sand between old school Lakers that are more proud of their franchise versus LeBron and all the drama that's come with it. But the thing is, the drama at L.A. with the Lakers has gone on way before LeBron agreed to come. It goes back to Jenny Buss actually having to fire her brother after the inheritance from father went down. But is there any way that LeBron finishes that contract with the L.A. Lakers?
Well, not if Phil Jackson has anything to say.
Yep.
And that's what I reported on the other day, the breaking news. All of this drama from the L.A. Lakers and the person who is making the decisions for the Lakers is not the Busses or the other guy.
Kurt Rambis.
Yeah. It's actually Phil Jackson.
Yes.
Which is Jenny Buss's husband.
Exactly.
Or boyfriend. I don't know.
And he has a lot of issues with LeBron James and his crew. They had a couple of beef back when he played over the Knicks, and he called them a posse, and LeBron hated it. He's been telling Jenny to trade LeBron that they don't really need him on the team. He's making a coaching decision. He's the one that put the contract together for Ty Lue.
He's the one that's going to try and trade Ball to Chicago.
I hope that doesn't happen. But, yeah, it's Phillip Jackson is the one who's running the L.A. Lakers right now. And if you look at the Knicks, that would explain why they're in the mess that they're in.
Well, it is a mess, and thank goodness we have what should we call it? Knots Landing, Dynasty, Days of Our Lives. But that's effectively what it's become. And the other thing that I've heard from some friends of mine out there in California that live there and have lived there for a long time, so they consider I guess there are native Californians, but, you know, they are transplanted. But once you've been there long enough, I guess – said a lot of the people out in L.A. don't like LeBron because they know that he came in just to set up the next part of his life and not to give his all for the Lakers. And you know what? Year number one kind of proves their point, if you know what I mean. And I think this is one franchise that fancies themselves more than what a player can do there in a three-year period. All right, we'll come back. We'll have open phones. We'll continue NBA talk. 5:37. I'll let these two guys go to eat for a minute. We will have Limestone Lacrosse head coach J.B. Clark as the Saints going for another national title this weekend.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I know who's the winner here at Smoke on the Water. That is Chris Smith with the plate of wings, mac and cheese. Tyler Butler's got the brisket sandwich over there with mac and cheese. So, real quickly, let's give you a chance to win $1,000 free and clear on Intercom Greenville, Intercom, and ESPN Upstate. The 5 p.m. keyword is snow. A snowball's chance in hell that either one of our New York football teams in the NFL is going to make this year's playoffs. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring in Zach. Zach, I hope you're doing well.
Doing great, man. I'm just trying to understand why in the world you're talking about the NBA so much, man. Who cares?
Because there is a postseason playoffs coming on, and, you know, it's what champions play for. Nothing that the Miami Hurricanes nor the New York Football Giants would know anything about in about, what, 8 years, something like that?
Look, man, those are two pedigrees of winners. But what I'm telling you is you're talking about this crap that's on TV that you're peddling as the NBA. We're inside 100 days to college football, baby. Gator bait.
100 days. Guess what? We'll have plenty of ways to break it down every side of sight. I'm just thankful for the Lakers and their dysfunction because, quite frankly, they're more fun to talk about than either one of the series we're seeing on the court now.
Oh, they're awful. I mean, just awful. Now he's doing the backstabbing. She's doing the backstabbing. Yeah. Who cares?
It's like Dynasty all over again. I know you watched Linda Evans growing up just to see what she'd be wearing. But let me ask you, let's be serious here, Zach.
All right.
You guys got the Duke quarterback at number 6. My partner here, Chris Smith, is an unabashed New York Met, so we can start laughing on that one, as well as a New York Jets fan. And the only people that look like they can screw it up in the Meadowlands right now any more than the New York Giants is the New York Jets with Le'Veon Bell.
Well, he's not even going to play this year. I mean, he's not even going to play. So our Duke quarterback, you can joke on him all you want. At least he's going to see the damn field this year.
I actually like Daniel Jones. I get why they took him. I will not necessarily understand the number 6 pick somewhere later on down the line, but I remember being on with Mick Mixon, the voice of the Carolina Panthers, last fall, going, hey, man, if that guy's available in the second round, he does a lot of what Cam Newton does, running and throwing, and I would have taken him, so I like the pickup. They're just laughing at where they got him.
I'm telling you, I'm all in. I'm on my third cup of the Kool-Aid for him. We're going to win the Super Bowl next year.
You just went and had a lucid moment.
The Kool-Aid.
You're drinking the Kool-Aid. What's in it?
Yeah, my vodka? Question is make sure that Jim Jones did not prepare that Kool-Aid.
That's what's in it. Y'all are crazy, man. The Lombardi Trophy. And listen, who are you talking about? Y'all playing for a running back that ain't even showed up yet.
New York got a Duke player, but not the one they wanted. I will tell you that. Because they wanted Zion, not Daniel Jones.
Oh, well, here we go with the basketball again.
Zach. Listen, by the way, we will talk a little Miami football later on. Has it to do with who the hell does UCF think they are at this point? But make sure you check that out. Thanks for the phone call, Zach. But real quickly, speaking of, KD might end up in New York. The Le'Veon Bell thing, you say that's Adam Gase's way of telling Le'Veon Bell
to
show up on
gear.
Time and show up in shape.
Absolutely.
Training camp is not a place for you to get in shape preparing because guess what? You're going to get your butt worked hard. And the second thing is that's when you pull a hamstring, something like that.
The running back today, mm-hmm. Reuben Foster.
Yep. Yes.
Done. Year's over.
No. Linebacker.
Oh, linebacker. Yeah. Sorry.
Alabama linebacker. First day of OTA. So I think that's a message to Le'Veon Bell that crap you pulled in Pittsburgh ain't going to flow here. But I will maintain this, guys. Look at what's going on up there in that media market and everything else. As much as people wanted to complain and create storylines and everything else, if Zion Williamson's family is listening to me up in Spartanburg, just be thankful you get to go to New Orleans. But go build your brand. Stay out of trouble on Bourbon Street. Do what the fan – and listen – they're going to cut you some slack. If you're not averaging 25 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 blocks by the first 20 games of the season, that New York media market's going to start tearing you down just as quickly as people tried to build you up. I mean that 100%. Zion, be thankful you ended up somewhere besides New York as a 19, 20-year-old multimillionaire.
Yeah, not even the media market, the fan base. They're probably some of the most unrealistic fan base in the NBA.
Now, Brooks Koepka found a way to shut them up for the most part this weekend, try to walk away with a major because they didn't have anything to say. You know, that the loudest thing they cheered was DJ. That was it. So I am a firm believer that even though it may not have been the best thing for the NBA with having that guy in the media market, for Zion personally, he's much better off because you know what? You can go be number one in New Orleans without Anthony Davis and ease into the transition a lot more than they are going to expect you to do in New York.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Anthony Davis with the draft coming up and what kind of trades are put together, who moves up, moves down. It's going to be interesting. You know, there's all the rumors about Davis going – could be going to the Knicks. They were talking about him going to Toronto. I mean, who knows? It's all over the place.
All right. But Zion's got a big problem being drafted or number one overall and being sent to New Orleans. Or Kevin Durant's got a huge problem of signing a max contract and have to go deal with the media. But on our way out here, let me tell you something, people. Y'all are so fortunate, because I read a story earlier today. You know who's got the biggest issue in the NBA, and it ain't even close? Enes Kanter.
Absolutely.
Do you know that he has to travel with an FBI alarm bell that if the Turkish government makes a move on him,
Grabs. He
can go ahead and hit that button and it will alert the FBI that he is being attacked, because he has spoken out against the current Turkish government. And
they revoked his visa.
Yeah, so there's a guy that's worried about if somebody's going to be knocking on the door with a long blade on the other side wanting to kill. And let me tell you something. Kevin Durant, Zion Williams, anybody that thinks they got a problem, go sit down with Enes Kanter for a little bit and let's talk about what problems are. Jimmy, let's get you in before the break. Jimmy, I hope you're doing well.
Good. How about you guys?
Man, we're at Smoke on the Water. We're winning today.
All right. So I'm a Steph fan and then became a Golden State Warriors fan. And, I mean, what can you say about Steph? I mean, I was talking to a friend earlier. He thinks that Steph's only a shooter. And I think I heard one of y'all say he's the captain of the team. Look what they've done without Kevin Durant, aside from the playoff games that they've won without him. I think they've only lost one game with Steph in there and Kevin Durant out of the game.
Yep.
And, you know, first, I didn't have a problem with Kevin Durant coming to Golden State, but I'm beginning to wonder if he's really injured or if he's just wanting to call it quits for this season with Golden State and go into free agency.
Calling it quits, I can guarantee you, Jimmy, he ain't too worried about what Sturge on ESPN Upstate in South Carolina thinks of him, but I got a few adjectives that his people might not be too happy about.
I've got a problem with him being back in the locker room. I haven't seen him on the sidelines. I got a problem with that,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with Kevin Durant for this whole injury thing. I didn't really see where he could have hurt himself. And, you know, at first they said it was a strained calf and everything. Then they thought it might be Achilles and all that. But then they said, he just needs a few games off. And like I said, with him being back in the locker room and I on the sidelines, I've got a problem with Kevin Durant myself now.
Well, I can't disagree. And thanks for the phone call, Jimmy, because one of the things is, a lot of guys end up taking time off, all right? This feels almost, and I'm sorry, he may have been off getting healthy, but not to pick on Ohio State, but Bosa. He didn't stay there. He could have gotten the same medical help in Columbus and still be part of that football team and cheering on his fans. That's the new part that I don't necessarily like, and it looks like Kevin Durant doesn't look like the greatest teammate right now.
Yeah, well, I think the injury is pretty serious.
Yeah.
But I believe he could have came back really game two, but Golden State realized they don't need him right now. Why rush it?
Why go mess up a good thing? I mean, dude, you got a good woman. You're really stupid to go mess it up. Dealing with a psycho. You know what I mean? And I would know nothing about that.
But
all right. No. Don't look at me into wag your eye, because I got video from Saturday night, Tyler. Notice that you haven't seen it on Twitter or Facebook or anything, but I have video of Captain Buckeye over here, Chris Smith, at Chris Smith 1980 on Twitter, with my wife and James's wife on stage singing the praises to the Alabama Crimson Tide. Mm.
Sweet, we did Sweet Home Alabama for karaoke.
Yes, they did.
He set us up good too.
Smile on his face, and you know what?
I wish Diesel was here. Where's the elephant?
Yeah, see, I didn't say I went to school there. So I didn't quantify, but my point being, he didn't choose the state rock song of Ohio, which is "Hang On, Sloopy." I don't even think they got that on karaoke version.
Well, they do. I've sang it before.
He sang the when he sees greatness. He sings Sweet Home Alabama.
Full disclosure, they signed me up without telling me.
Dude, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story. You'll figure this thing out before all is said and done. Speaking of good stories, I think before they delve into it, you may have to put a photo of what's laying here. You won't hear a word from these two guys here in the next segment. We'll show you why on social media. However, Limestone College, you can go to golimestonesaints.com, find out all the information. Guess what? Limestone advances to another D2 national championship game for a record 12th time. They'll play this weekend. It's their fifth national title game appearance in the last 6 years, and we will talk with head coach J.B. Clark of the Limestone Saints, number one in the country, 20-0 on the season. Again, playing in Philadelphia this Sunday at 1 o'clock for a national championship. I tell you what, let's continue the roll. We've got Coach J.B. Clark of the number one ranked Limestone Saints lacrosse team. And Coach Clark, I tell you what, I do, once y'all finish this thing off on Sunday against Merrimack College, I do want one of those T-shirts for a national championship, because 20-0 coming off a 16-7 win over Indianapolis, you got to be feeling good about things headed to Philadelphia this weekend.
I'm feeling pretty lucky, I tell you. These are a great group of guys that I've kind of hitched my wagon to. I follow them around, and we're going to make sure we get you a T-shirt.
Hey, well, listen, I think there's 13 seniors this year, but, I mean, this is the best of the best in D2 lacrosse. Defending national champion Limestone Saints playing at Lincoln Financial on Sunday up in Philadelphia. It's a 1 p.m. Face-off against Merrimack College, who won it 2 years ago. So, I mean, for D2 lacrosse, this is the creme de la creme.
This is about as good as it gets, Mark, and we're excited to play Merrimack again after a down year last year for us. We played Merrimack 2 years ago, actually, and beat them. Yeah, no, that's right, and they won it last year. So it's an exciting time, and you're right, the 13 seniors have they changed the program for the better this off season, and I've really kept that running right through the regular season and playoffs now at 20-0.
I mean, you've got, you know, first of all, 20-0. Let's not jinx anything at this point. But, you know, think about the juniors and the tone that will be set for next year as well, because Larson Sundown has shattered the program's single-season points record, now has 107 on the year. He's also closing in on the single-season goals record. You also have Tyler Papa and Clark Walter that have combined for 105 goals and 32 assists. And the best part, as I mentioned, all three of those are juniors.
They are, and it's exciting to have that talent returning next year. We're just going to have to make sure that the leadership that this senior class has brought to the program continues, and being around athletics as much as you are, you know how important that is. Following guys like Tyler Papa and Andrew Martin and Danny Forn, and, you know, I could go down the list, but those guys have really done an amazing job of leading this group, getting out in front and pulling them with them instead of standing behind and yelling at them, and true leadership through, kind of doing things for others, and, we're really proud of our senior class.
So as we continue with Coach J.B. Clark of the Limestone Saints lacrosse team, number one in the country, going for a, playing in the championship game for a record 12th time this weekend, and it's against Merrimack College, the defending national champion. So let me ask you, Coach, when do y'all head up to Philly, and how important is it to get a good walkthrough? Because, you know, let's be honest, you go from playing in Division II lacrosse stadiums to stepping up to the home of the Philadelphia Eagles. And I was up there for the Army-Navy game a couple of years ago. It's a big place.
It is. It's a special place. We'll leave Thursday morning. We'll drive up kind of halfway, get a practice in Thursday afternoon at Roanoke College up in Salem, Virginia. Beautiful place. They've been kind enough to allow us to practice there. We'll have a practice in the stadium on Saturday morning. But it is, it's an amazing experience for our student athletes to get to play in a professional stadium. We played in Gillette Stadium, home of the Patriots, a couple years ago, and there were 31,000 people there. So we go from home games that are probably 500 to 1,000 people to 31,000. It makes a difference. Some wide eyes during our walks at the stadium, as you can imagine, myself included. But to be down on that field and playing a game and competing where those NFL guys do, it's really something else.
So, listen, you know, we hear the coach speak all the time, Coach Clark, especially in football, where, you know, defense wins championships. And you go back and look at the semis this past Sunday, 16-7 you guys win. And senior goalkeeper Danny Foran had 15 saves in that win over Indianapolis. But your defense has held both Tampa and Indianapolis to just 9 goals over 6 quarters and 2 overtime periods. How important is that, you know, you don't, I guess it, you don't have to be so reliant on scoring goals when you don't have to give up that many?
Yeah, no, it's a great example from you. We pride ourselves on scoring a lot of goals. It's kind of how we built the program here. But when you're making saves like that, you know, you can think of hockey or soccer or anything else. When you're gaining possessions because your goalie's making those saves, you're having, you know, 15 more possessions simply because he's making saves down there. And the defense obviously has to work real hard. And if you think about basketball and disrupting shots, it's the same thing in lacrosse. We need to have our defensemen get to the shooters and kind of disrupt their shots. So Danny did a good job this weekend, giving credit to his defensemen for disrupting some of those shots. But he had one of his best days to date. And we're excited about his play here late in the year. And hopefully we can ride him one more time.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, let's talk. I mean, I know there has to be a certain amount of pride that this national title game appearance, 5 times in the last 6 years. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, me being a Bama guy, it's like I tell my buddies at Clemson now, enjoy this moment. And do you have to stop, tell your team, A, enjoy the moment, but even you as a coach, because this is a culmination of a lot of hard work from a lot of different people.
It really is. And, you know, a bunch of years ago, I was very fortunate to coach Coach Dick Vermeil's grandson. So I was able to get to know him a little bit and use him as a mentor. And as we've been going through these championship runs and whatnot, you know, I've asked him for advice. And he said, you have to let the parade be the parade, but when it's time to go to work, you know, you have to go to work. And our guys traditionally have done a really good job of enjoying the, you know, kind of the excitement of being in this arena. But when it's been time to go to work, they've done a really good job of doing just that and focusing on the task at hand.
All right, final question, because we will keep everybody updated again, is you guys will be playing Sunday at 1 p.m. against Merrimack College in Philadelphia for the national title. But what's one story about this team? You know, I always got a kick out of counterpart a little bit south of y'all, Wofford basketball. Every time they'd have a big win, they would stop and take a picture in a convenience store on the way home from the win. What's one thing that this group has done in getting to 20-0 that surprised you will be a lasting memory off the field as compared to on it?
Well, the first thing they do right after every game is they have a they go into the locker room and they gather and they do 3 minutes of the positives from the day and 3 minutes of the things they need, they feel like they need to work on. And this year, one of our captains, Jordan Storos, had a belt made, and it looks like a championship, you know, heavyweight boxer's belt. It's gold, and it's really pretty cool. But so after every game, they pick the heavyweight champion of the game, and that's been so much fun. It's garnered a lot of attention on the internet, and you know, all the views and everything. And that's been as much fun as anything.
Well, I have been privileged to be on this ride with you this year. And listen, check your phone later on tonight. I'm going to text you something and ask if I can do from some friends of mine in Philadelphia to help you celebrate Sunday after you bring home another Division II lacrosse title. And Coach Clark, best of luck from all of us at ESPN Upstate. We're so proud of what these guys have been able to accomplish. And listen, just one more rung left on the ladder.
Serge, we're honored that you've paid attention to us and had a lot of fun talking to you. Thank you very much.
All right, check your phone later on tonight, Coach, and
I'm
I appreciate
it. Thank
it.
You.
All
I
right.
Look forward to it.
Thank you much. Thank you much. And listen, I mean, you think about it. You stop and you think about it. You know, the role that North Greenville's on right now in baseball with Landon Powell, the D2 level, or Limestone Lacrosse, number one in the country, 20-0, playing for a fifth national title, or playing in the national title game for a fifth time in 6 years. You know, football, basketball, everything gets the credit. But these schools, man, they run deep when it comes to talent. And, of course, we're always happy to share that story. All right, when we come back, we'll give you the 5 p.m. keyword again. And make sure you know it. It's snow. And we'll continue with the NHL, the NBA. And at 6:20, Crazy Charlie from the Nashville Predators, the pregame show host, maybe the most excitable guy in all of hockey. We're going to ask him some questions and about the potential NHL finals, as well as the move that was made last week with the president of the Columbus Blue Jackets taking over the NHL. We're live at Smoke on the Water, 844-GSP-ESPN. So I don't want to share my secret, but you guys like my idea what I'm going to try to do for Limestone while they're up in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Our Hank's buddies at Hank's Beverages, and let them celebrate. I mean, it would, to me, this would be like Patrick Brown back there in the production studio with no smoke on the water food, punching both hands through a wall right now. But I have always laughed at the movie Necessary Roughness when Rob Snyder's pouring beer over himself in the press box.
Okay, to put into perspective to the listening audience, these people over there smoking the water, and I tell them at the beginning of the hour that, you know, man, look at all this good food. And I said, yeah, I'm on a diet. I couldn't have it anyway. And they're now describing every bite they take. I'm in a studio with no AC, and they're bragging about their food.
Well, I do think it was unfair there when Chris decided to chomp down on that last piece of cornbread.
Look,
and
it's fine.
Into the microphone.
It's fine. He needs as much food as he can to cope with the fact that he has the worst teams in the history of teams.
You got that right. And let's start with the New York Mets real quick, okay? Yeah. How bad does your New York baseball organization suck, Tyler Butler? How bad does your New York baseball organization suck, Mac Brown 22 on Twitter? When you get swept by the Miami Marlins this past weekend, who I think had won all of 9 games heading into the series. They sweep the New York Mets. First time in 2 years they've swept anybody. And you know how bad it is on the Mets' best player? He decided to go tear himself up in a farm accident today. Cespedes, or whatever his name is.
Cespedes.
And he's out, like, for the rest of the year.
Yeah, he fractured his ankle.
And I don't mean to be joking about a farm accident, but my point being, it almost feels like he pulled himself like Kevin Durant did.
Yeah, I just slunking in my chair over here. I don't even know how.
Keep eating that cornbread. Make you feel better.
Yeah.
I'm going to. Well, there's still a couple pieces of chicken if you want to come after the show, Patrick.
You know what? I, as much as I would... I have salmon that I cooked today waiting for me at home,
salmon,
so I'm all good.
Salmon.
Okay. All right, but getting back to it real quickly, the Braves have found their way a little bit, and they made a trade today. I don't know if you saw it, that they pick up a couple of arms for the bullpen from the Seattle Mariners, but the Braves have now, in the National League East, have won 7 out of 10. They almost swept yesterday. It was an extra inning loss, but check this out. Miami was 10-31. Entering the weekend, and then they sweep the New York Mets. 31 in a sweep. Tim Tebow's being called up tomorrow. You don't know why?
Because
that turnstile's going to quit clicking here. And just, oh, my goodness. Defy that.
Honestly,
defy that.
I just don't understand. The manager of the Mets, Mickey Callaway, is one of the worst situational managers I've ever seen in Major League Baseball.
Derek Jeter?
And it's not – well, Derek Jeter's not manager.
Yeah, he's a general manager. He don't know his job.
I'm talking about who you start where, what you're doing with the pitching staff, all that. This guy is absolutely terrible. I don't know and this weekend proved it. I don't know why the organization then – because the fans were screaming and yelling so much to fire him. They had a 3:45 press conference. The general manager and the ownership got up in a press conference and said, Mickey Callaway is our manager. I'm beyond baffled at what is going on with the New York Mets right now.
Well, all I know is the Yankees are missing like half their major league club, and they're in first place by half a game over Tampa Bay right now. Boston, you know, we're like, how long is it to write them out? They've now found their way. They're 2 games over .500. They've won 7 of their last 10. They're 4.5 back in the American League East. The Twins, I mean, I didn't know if they were any good or not, but they continue to lead the AL Central over Cleveland by 4.5 games, 8.5 over the Chicago White Sox. The Houston Astros, 9-1 over their last 10. That includes a loss yesterday. They've now opened an 8.5 game lead on the LA Angels. And I saw an article earlier today about, wow, stop and appreciate the year Mike Trout's having. Doesn't matter when you're 8.5 games back already on May 20th. Over in the NL Central, it is the Cubs by 1.5 games on the Brewers, 3 up on the Pirates, Cardinals 4.5 back. Telling you, that might end up being about the best
division.
The best division race, if you will, because the Dodgers have now opened a 5.5 game lead on the Diamondbacks. So, guys, when we come back, I want y'all to stop and think about it for a moment. Are people toeing the line in the media right now, afraid to tell the truth about what they really thought about the Kentucky Derby? Because they're afraid of not getting their credentials at the Preakness on Saturday or the Belmont in 3 weeks. Because the best moment from this past Saturday's Triple Crown race was one in which the horse jumped his rider off at about 5 feet into the race. What would they have done if that would have gone on to win the race, and how much would that have lived in infamy? So we're going to talk a little bit about the Preakness, and then we're going to switch to hockey. I'm going to get my couple of knowledgeable questions out, and then I'm going to let Chris Smith, Patrick, and CeCe, Crazy Charlie from the Nashville Predators, argue out whatever they need to argue out, because I'm of the belief at this point, no matter what happens in St. Louis and San Jose, Boston's going to be your NHL champion. So a lot of different things we'll get into in the final hour, including giving you a 6 p.m. keyword. But listen, it's a big weekend. As we mentioned, North Greenville hosting a regional in Tigerville on Friday night, and then a doubleheader on Saturday, if necessary, in the D2 Super Regionals. The winner will find themselves a berth in Cary, North Carolina, in this year's D2 World Series. And just like we talked about with Coach J.B. Clark of Limestone, the number one ranked Saints in Division II lacrosse, they got a 1 p.m. national title game appearance on Sunday against Merrimack College, and you can catch that on TV as well. So big weekend here when it comes to those schools, as well as our Southern Conference teams, who will begin on Wednesday right across the street at Fluor Field in the West End. And that's a perfect way. Come over here, get a bite to eat at Smoke on the Water, make your way over to the stadium. You can't go wrong at the Southern Conference Tournament. It's all week. Begins tomorrow at 10 a.m. One game tomorrow, 4 games Wednesday and Thursday. So make sure you go check it out at SoconSports.com. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Preakness, because, my God, you know what? They needed a storyline from Saturday. I bet they would have never thought they got the one they did.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.